Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Do the Right Thing Right with your host, Phyllis Wilson, the Do Right Guru. We may not have all the answers, but we'll help you find them. We're coming to you live from Houston, Texas, as we do every Thursday at 12 noon Central Standard Time. Our format is 30 minutes to allow for a short lessons learned application regarding ethics. For call-ins, dial 646-478-3840 or interact in our chat room.
Hello, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Do the Right Thing Right for Thursday, May the 28th, and I'm your host, Phyllis Wilson, the Do Right Guru. I'm coming to you live from Houston, Texas, as I do every Thursday at 12 noon Central Standard Time. And I want to remind our audience for call-ins to dial 646-478-3840 or interact in our chat room. And today we don't have a guest because I wanted to talk about a particular subject, and that is ethics surrounding online dating. Now, this is a very interesting subject, but before we delve into an ethical dilemma on that subject, I want to give you a few statistics about online dating here in the U.S. in particular. But there are 55 million singles in the U.S., and 5.5 million of them are using a dating service. That's about 10%. And it's been found that 81% of the members on dating sites lie about their height, their weight, or their age in their profiles. And another thing I found interesting is that half of the men and women who are on these dating sites, they Google their date before they meet them the first time, which I think is a smart move. And also, more than 60% of same-sex couples have met online. That's online for same-sex couples. That's another interesting fact. And also, it's been reported that 1 in 10 online dating profiles is created by a scammer. And in the United States, the dating service industry is projected to be worth $2.1 billion. And in looking at the online dating services, there's several of them, but did you know that there are 1,500 dating sites in the U.S.? And we know that you're familiar with Chemistry or Christian Mingle or eHarmony, FriendFinder, OkCupid, Plenty of Fish, Tinder, Match. I mean, there's even a dating site called Vampire Passions and Gluten-Free Singles. So online dating is real, and they found that researchers had found that on 41 dating sites that they reviewed, 60 of them that had security issues, which made it potentially vulnerable to cyber attacks. And I want to share an ethical dilemma that I was reading about, and I thought it was really interesting and could fit my audience. There was a lady who sued Match.com for not screening its applicants to see if there were any sexual predators. And she was raped by one that was on the dating service for Match.com, and he was designated as her perfect match. Well, the company settled the lawsuit by promising to perform security background checks on all current and future Match.com members. So the question, the ethical question for today is a dating service ethically obligated to check the backgrounds of match applicants for sex offenses? Now, here's your choices. A, yes, because if they don't, things like this will happen, like the dilemma that I just posted to you. No, a legal disclaimer stating that the company can't vouch for the information submitted by the individual is fair and reasonable, or yes, the service has a duty to do everything in its power to ensure the safety of its clients. Well, the lady in this particular case, she did not receive any kind of monetary fine compensation for the judgment, but she just wanted to ensure that it didn't happen to another woman. And it was found that Match decided to settle the case because it reflected a business decision that would be good for business. And so now other dating services like eHarmony and Zeus have announced that they too are checking members against criminal databases to ensure the security of their members. I think this is a very interesting subject, and I remind our call-ins, our guests, to call in at 646-478-3840. So what do you think? Do you think that doing background checks is responsible and desirable of a dating service? Today I posted on Facebook, and I hope that you go out and like our Facebook page because we're doing an interesting thing now. On every Thursday, I am posting thought-provoking Thursday ethical dilemmas and asking for your comments and thoughts. And again, it's talking about an online dating situation where you meet a man online and you think he's the perfect match. He's employed. He loves children. He's athletic. And you think you've met the perfect person, and you go on your first date. And at your first date, he tells you that he's unemployed and he can't pay for the meal. What would you do? So our Facebook page is 3AM Strategies, and do a search on that, and you can find our page. And make sure you like our page. So I think that there are some things that you shouldn't do if you're online dating. But first, I must say that how much you reveal and share is important. And we all know that you're out there pushing a product yourself, and you're giving the salesman pitch, and you can't put everything out there, but there are some things that just should be told. You know, previously I had stated that the majority of people don't tell the truth about their height, their weight, or their age, and a lie is a lie. But is it a little white lie? And I think one of the things that pops up for me is that I would be concerned if that person was trustworthy. So you knock off a couple of years off your age, you list that you're a little bit thinner, you add a couple of inches to your height, you give yourself a large salary or job, it's no big deal, right? It captures somebody's attention. You get a better shot of setting up an initial meeting. And you just think that once they meet your sparkling personality, you'll close the deal and you'll, you know, have had a successful match. But that's not always the case. I know a friend of mine, she had met a gentleman online and they had talked for several weeks and he stated his height was 5'11". Well, when they met, he turned out to be 4'11", and he said that was a typographical error. And, you know, there's been women who have met men online and, or talked to men online, and they said they're athletic, but when you meet, they're 100 pounds overweight. And what is his excuse or reason for saying that? He says, well, I used to be an athlete. So one of the things that you shouldn't do if you're going to be online is not to lie or embellish who you are. Another thing I think that's important is to not date too many people at a time. You know, there have been instances where people have connected with several people on the internet, but they can't keep their story straight about who is this person and who is that person. And, you know, somebody's going to get neglected and you're just going to spread yourself too thin. So I wouldn't date too many people online. What are your thoughts? Another thing is to don't take no personally. And don't get depressed if you're rejected. And, you know, definitely don't harass the person. But if someone says no to you, let it go and move on. At least they're being authentic with you. And this is something that you can learn to appreciate in that person. And another thing that I think is really important about online dating, and that is don't accept a date from someone you know you're not going to be interested in. It's best to be honest with yourself, and you don't want to lead someone on. One guy told me that he drove an hour for the date. And he said she was sure that, you know, this was the one. And come to find out, she was not really interested in him. She just wanted a free meal. So don't accept a date from someone that you're not really interested in. And then another thing I would like to share that's happened to some people that I know is that some people have received responses from people that they, you know, sent a text message to that says, you know, I'm interested in you. But then that person may, you know, reply back, well, you know, I'm not interested in people your height, or I'm not interested in long distance relationships, and, you know, please don't contact me again, you know, and they're kind of angry. Whenever you have someone that's hostile towards you in your chat online dating, move on, because you shouldn't be engaging in any kind of a conversation where you're trying to pressure somebody to continue a chat with you. So what are your thoughts? The number is 646-478-3840. And so have you ever been on an online dating site? What was your experience like? You can also chat, share your comments in our chat room. So I think that in listening to some of, you know, my friends, my girlfriends, and we're talking about online dating, you know, they talk about men who post old pictures and women too, and then those people who don't post pictures, you know, are they trying to hide something? Then there's the separated man who's still technically married. There's lots of things that happen online, and I pose a question to wonder, do men and women differ as far as online dating? Is there a gender bias when we're online dating? According to statistics, there are more women online than men. So men have a greater choice or opportunity to pick who they want to date or who they want to chat with or have a conversation with. So that's something to also remember, that, you know, it's there's a lot of people out there. And as a matter of fact, I did read a statistic that in a month, 26% of the dating site members are visiting more than one service. They have more than one account. And so that's another thing, is that sometimes they post different things on different sites with the same picture. I don't know if that's ever happened to you, but it does happen. So you have to be careful when you're out there on those sites. It's been said that the Better Business Bureau does receive complaints about the dating sites, but they're not as frequent that people go and complain, because a lot of people are embarrassed to say that they're on an online dating site. So you meet somebody online and you start dating. And when someone asks you, where did y'all meet? A lot of times people are hesitant to say that they had met on a online, because a lot of people are leery of couples that meet on social networks. I also found that the busiest day to go to do online dating is the first Sunday after New Year's Day, between 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. And so for this year, that happens on January the 4th. But I think what happens is people make their New Year's resolutions and they decide, okay, this is going to be the year that I meet somebody exciting, or the love of my life, or Mr. or Mrs. Wright. So that was an interesting statistic. I also think that for the single people who go through the holidays, you know, from October to around December, you know, they're lonely. And so they come up with these new resolutions to find somebody new. There was also a statistic that men prefer, and I'd like for some men to call in so we can hear your comments or chat in our chat room, but that number is 646-478-3840. But men prefer women who send them more than just a flirt, who actually send them a message with writing in it and information about themselves. And also, men would like for you to make the initiative to say, you know, mention to them about drinks or dinner or having lunch or something like that, so that they're not rejected, which I think that happens in offline as well. And then there were some statistics about dating and marriage and relationships, and it found out that that most women prefer to wait 1 to 2 years after meeting somebody before moving in, whereas men want to move faster, and it's usually 6 to 12 months. So that's another interesting thing. And as well, women who send selfies receive 4% more messages, but a woman who sends a full-body selfie receives a whopping 203% more messages. So how many of you out there have full-length pictures of you on your profile? I will admit that I've done online dating and met some interesting characters. I've met people who don't believe in God. I've met people who work for funeral homes. I think that online dating has its pluses and minuses, and you have to be careful and cautious, because sometimes that person will not be truthful with you. And, you know, like the statistics say, 81% of them are not being truthful. So, But join us in our chat room and tell us what you think about online dating. And if you think that companies should do background checks on people before they allow them to enroll on the site. Another question I have is there are plenty of sites out there that are free. And then those are the then there are the sites that you pay for. What are your thoughts about that? Do you think that there's a different quality of person on a paid site versus a free site? And do you think that men who or women who don't post their picture decrease their chances of finding someone? I know it's been said that a lot of people don't post their pictures because they don't want to be public or they don't know, you know, the privacy of their job or, you know, different reasons. But do you show interest in a person who doesn't have a picture? So it's a very interesting subject, and I think that ethically, you know, it comes back to the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And so with that being said, if you don't want to be lied about your age or height or weight or any of those statistics, then don't do it yourself. And that in turn will cause you to potentially have a better connection. So, again, I share the ethical dilemma about, you know, if online dating companies should do background checks. And I'd like to hear your comments. We only have a few minutes left, and I've been doing all the talking, so I'd love to hear your comments. Or you can call in at 646-478-3840. I also wanted to say that there was a friend of mine who posted online that she had several graduate degrees. And when her match did his Google and background check on her, he found out she only had one degree. And she felt he was the perfect match. And he did too, but he did his homework. So you've got to make sure that you check out these people that you're meeting, as well as, I'm going to say this to women particularly, but it applies to men, is that when you go on your dates with your match from an online dating service, is to let somebody know where you're going and who you're meeting. And always meet in a public place. I think a lot of people, their first place of meeting is Starbucks. Find a place that is a public venue where there's no, you know, the probability of anything happening is decreased. So that's all that we have for today. I want to thank you for tuning in. And on next week's show, we're going to have a lady who's going to share an ethical dilemma that she faced. So I invite my listeners to tune in next Thursday at 12 noon Central Standard Time. And remember, I'm your host, Phyllis Wilson, the Do Right Guru.